This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 10 for Monday, August 10th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker on Monday, backing away from nearby chart resistance. Canola is down $1 to $2, November down $1.50 at $488.40 per ton. That contract had briefly traded above the psychological $490 level in overnight trade but ran into resistance. Speculators had recently built up a net long position in the commodity for the first time in nearly 2 years, and chart-based positioning likely accounted for some of the selling. The looming prairie harvest, relatively favorable crop prospects, and strength in the Canadian dollar added to the soft tone. However, Chicago soybeans are higher today, and soy oil was mixed, providing some support. The USDA releases updated production estimates on Wednesday, and pre-report positioning was a feature in the North American grains and oilseeds. Soybeans are stronger with solid export demand providing support. The November contract up 5¾ cents at 873¼ per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of nearly 600,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, with an additional 111,000 tons to unknown destinations. Weekly export inspections were also up on the week, but behind the year-ago level. General expectations ahead of Wednesday's USDA reports are for an increase in average U.S. soybean yields. Corn futures, they're also up on the back of solid export demand. The December corn contract up 2 cents at 3.23 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of 1.1 million tons were the largest shipments since June, with China a major destination. Corn yields and production are also expected to be revised higher in Wednesday's USDA report, and some pre-report positioning was a feature. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are lower across the board. Chicago down 4 cents in December at $4.99 per bushel. Kansas City 1 cent lower in December at $4.26 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in the December contract at $5.07 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is about 90% done, and that's keeping some pressure on the market. Rising production estimates out of Russia also weighed on values. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, August 10th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.